Strange Adventure. Jonathan Hawke and his friend Sheriff Jed Masters followed the rough desert road that led to Carl Kane's gold mine in Wolf Canyon. The Homicide Bureau inspector was enjoying his western vacation and his first visit to a gold mine.
That's not much of a place, Jonathan. The old prospector found this vein several years ago. Vein's about petered out. But Carl takes out enough ore to make it pay all right.
Sheriff Masters stopped at the door of Kane's shack and called out. There was no answer.
He's probably up the mine. That's it, up there near the top of the bluff.
The two men climbed the narrow trail to the mouth of the mine shaft that led back horizontally into the cliff. Hardly had they stepped into the cool shadows of the mine than they made a startling and terrible discovery. Carl Kane's crumpled body lay near his overturned sluice box, his skull crushed by a large stone that lay nearby. There was evidence of a struggle, and the barrels that had furnished water for washing the ore were overturned, their contents muddying up the dirt of the mine floor. Jonathan Hawke examined some boot tracks in the mud.
Well, it couldn't happen more than a few hours ago. All this mud would have dried up. Hey, you're right, Jonathan. There's only one man in this neighborhood that might know what happened. Let's go ask old Ben Sutton some questions.
When the officers reached Sutton's vine-covered cabin, Ben was sitting on his front porch. He looked up as the car stopped.
Hi, Sheriff. You and your friend get out and rest a spell.
Sheriff Masters noticed the pieces of clothing spread on the porch rail to dry.
Doing your washing, I see.
Nope. Fell in the creek a while ago while I was fishing.
Jonathan Hawke cast admiring glances at the profusion of sweet peas and moon vines that climbed the walls and porch of the cabin. As the sheriff began his questioning.
Seen Kane lately, Ben?
Nope. Not since about a week ago.
The sheriff told of his finding the miner's body. Ben shook his head sadly.
Ah, oh, poor Carl. I like the old codger. Sure hope you catch a man who done it.
Inspector Hawke scrutinized Ben Sutton, then called the sheriff aside.
Here's our man. He's been lying to us ever since we got here. He knows plenty about Kane's death.
Jonathan Hawke explained the incriminating flaws in Ben Sutton's story.
Sheriff, Ben told us that he had been fishing a while ago, and that also he was unfortunate enough to have slipped and to have fallen into the creek. I was admiring the beauty of Ben's vines when I happened to see his fishing pole leaning against the house. The tendrils of the vines had wound themselves around it, so it could not have been used recently. Then I noticed another thing. Ben's wet clothes and boots had splotches of mud on them that could not have come from the creek. I suggest, therefore, that you hold him for further questioning.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Whispering Sands, our next tale of Strange Adventure.